Do you know the number one thing that surprises engaged couples? Take a guess. The sheer amount of decisions they have to make while planning a wedding. Indoors or outdoors? How many guests? Are kids invited? Controversial. Which cake flavor? Seriously, how do you even begin to figure out what's right for you? That's where Zola comes in. Zola has everything you need to make every wedding decision a piece of cake, from choosing your dream wedding venue and vendors to deciding how to best spend your budget. With tons of customizable wedding websites, save the dates and invites, every detail will feel like you. Zola will even help you choose the gifts, experiences, and cash funds you really want. The next thing you know, you've planned your whole wedding all in one place. From getting engaged to getting married, Zola has everything you need to plan your wedding in one place. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
God, did I miss you guys? I don't think I ever fully admitted it in my head.
Yeah.
Until this morning. I really missed you guys.
I know. I missed you too. I missed you boys.
Aw.
It's nice to be home. Too.
You didn't. You liar.
Well, it's different
for
me.
Say it with emotion, Adrian.
Well, you guys were on break. I was editing clips for social media, so there wasn't a day gone by that I didn't hear
you
guys' voices.
Oh,
you're like, oh, Jesus. When does it end? I totally get it.
Okay.
God bless you, bro. Thank you for
and
your sacrifice.
And the clips were coming out on social media, dude. Good job. They were good.
I had more of those moments where I was like, I need to watch this to see how this turns out because I don't exactly remember how. I don't remember how this went. How did the Betty White one end up? What did we resolve on that?
I think it's statue. You were like, it should
Betty
be a statue.
Betty White getting a stamp, and I was like, wasn't it? Who does stamps?
Yeah, like that's such an old school mentality. You said statue, and I was like, yeah, that would make sense. A statue.
Betty White being 100 years old, is this not the most 100 year old woman thing ever? Hey, she gets a stamp. Hooray! Mommy, what's a stamp? Yeah,
exactly.
By the way, if that's not what I said, that's what I should have said.
You did. You said that perfectly.
Toy drive starts Thursday.
Ooh.
I've officially gone from, oh God. Because that's the beauty of Thanksgiving weekend, is kind of being able to rest and we were talking about how fried we were going into it.
Oh yeah.
On Wednesday, how burnt out we were, and then how it, and so everything seemed awful. You know what I mean? Seemed horrible. Like it was big. Now I'm in that. How's this all going to turn out? Let's go. I'm ready to fight. You know what I'm ready
of
to fight
course.
Now.
Yeah.
Fight in a good way.
Of course.
And let's get after
it. You got your energy. We're ready to go.
And I'm so excited for Michaela to see this beast
Oh, I'm so excited. I will say I started to get a little nervous last night. Like sometimes they get the Sunday scaries.
Sure, sure.
But this one was for like, oh my God, it's here, dude. Like, okay, Thursday. And you know, like when you don't know what to expect, whether it's amazing or not, you're like, oh God, what am I? Okay, what to expect? So I'm feeling the nervous tingle.
Just let it happen.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what I figured too with you. Let it happen. Let's just let it happen. Let's see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
You never know. After 25 years, we may find a whole new way of doing this. And what have I always said? I feel like we're scratching the surface.
Yeah, you do.
Even though we're talking about 42 trucks, nearly 8,000 bikes, and over $800,000 in cash and gift cards. Who, and by the way, my very best friend in the world, who knows Toy Drive as much as anybody, was like, you what? Because he thought we were still around the $500,000 in the 5,000 bikes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he thought we were there. And I said,
which
no.
Which is still a lot.
I said, no. I really, in my brain, and I'm not sure how we'll get there, but I think we can. We need to find some new heroes. If we're ever going to get to 10,000 bikes and $1 million, we need everybody to continue to step up. And then we need some new heroes.
Sure.
But you never know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And yeah. It starts this time. I was telling Michaela, this time, 2 weeks from right freaking now, 2 weeks from right now, we'll be talking about what we have left to go. Because you know what? If we're beating records, if we're taking a victory lap, you know, and we're looking at, either way, we'll be looking at what's possible by the end of the day. On day 12 of Toy Drive.
Sure.
You know, what's possible by 10 a.m.? You know, and how great would that be if we were having that conversation about 10,000 bikes? And you know what I mean?
Of course.
And $1 million.
Of course.
Oh, my God. I just got chills.
Ugh. Oh, my gosh, you did.
Oh, yeah.
His hair standing up.
On my arms.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Bald joke. Thank you. Thank you for recognizing it. Thank you for acknowledging it. I appreciate you. But we'll be talking about that. Okay. Also, everything on top of that scaffold that belongs to me, with the exception of the coffee maker, will be packed and ready to go. We'll be sitting on the side. I will secretly, in the back of my head, and he does this to me on purpose, my guy Omari, who works behind the scenes here forever,
mm-hmm.
And Omari is my ace of all aces. He's the guy I count on, you know, for anything and everything.
Sure.
But if I had my way about it, that stuff would also be loaded into my truck by 6 a.m. And he waits until 8:30. And every year I ask, why do you make me wait? And he goes, because inevitably by the time I take that thing down and take it all to your truck,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to need something. And I got to bring it all the way up because I'm not putting up with your BS.
He puts his foot down.
He goes, I'm not having that out of you. And guess what?
He's right.
Totally right. Toy Drive starts on Thursday. Hope everybody had an amazing Thanksgiving weekend. We'll get into that with the first pick in just a minute. Mm-hmm. Plus, I, in my, you know, burned out crazy ranting last Wednesday, wasn't it Wednesday that I was going off about Christmas music?
Oh, yeah.
And how it all sucks?
Yeah.
Well, that all changes today as well.
Thank God.
Sight unseen.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, okay.
It's that great, though, right?
Yeah, no, it is.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
Your song, Sugar and Spice.
Oh, my God, no!
So this one over here, I'm like, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you tell me you had a new Christmas song?
Oh, my God, you're so funny.
That we could play on the air and make this thing a thing.
That's so
And she
sweet.
Just went, well, I didn't know how the... Because, you know, 8 months in, you're still not sure what's okay and what's not okay.
Yeah, exactly. true. Right.
And she's like, I didn't want to be self-serving.
Yeah, you don't want to be annoying. Like, hey, we're on the radio. Can you also play my song? Like, shut up. Just shut up, your little Christmas song.
Well, at 7 o'clock this morning...
Oh, God.
The Chet Buchanan Show debut, for what that's worth...
Everything.
Of Michaela Gordon's Sugar and Spice, the new holiday classic. That's right, I said it. It's coming up less than an hour from now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, we're going to talk to Chicago Billy. Tell me we're not. Are we not going to talk to Chicago Billy? Do you want me to turn that on for you?
As soon as you said his name, he hung up. But he'll call back.
Oh, okay. No.
He can hear our voice. Call back, Billy.
You never don't want to talk to somebody who's got a name like Chicago Billy. You know, and as I remember, he's a bit of a wild card.
Always.
What, isn't he?
For the most part.
Potentially a little nuts?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I like that dude. You know I love that. No, the crazier you are, the more I want you to call me. Absolutely. In the meantime, who's this then?
Oh, we got Jordan Martin Lamb from Whitney Ranch.
Well, hello, Jordan.
Hello.
Good
morning.
Okay, can you narrow it down and be specific and tell us what the best part of your weekend was?
Yeah, I actually can. So my 2-year-old has been in the hospital for 2.5 weeks. And last night I went to go visit him before work, and they had switched him from one type of breathing tube down to like a lesser grade breathing tube. So it's closer to coming home.
Oh my God.
Wow. That was the best part of my weekend.
That was not what I was expecting in the slightest.
No,
not even a little bit.
Amazing food. Like he's, yeah, we miss him. That's for sure.
Gosh, I'm God. So sorry.
Yeah, that's
we're sorry.
Oh, thank you.
What's going on with him?
So he has a condition called hydrocephalus, which means fluid on the brain.
Okay.
And so he's had a device implanted in his head, and whenever he gets sick, like he's vomiting or is hot, has like a slight fever, it could be a malfunction of that device. And a couple weeks ago, it was like 3 days after his birthday, he had been vomiting for a couple days. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to take him in just to go check it out. And it turns out that he was having a malfunction, and he had blood in this fluid pocket where blood was not supposed to be.
Can I just speak for everybody right now? This is horrible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy. I'll talk to you as long as you want off the air. This is.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. This is,
He's always smiling and happy, and like he's one of the sweetest little kids.
So tell me whether or not would he appreciate this? I'm thinking he would appreciate this then. If I would say, God, some people will do anything to get out of going to their in-laws for Thanksgiving. Is that what he'd appreciate that, right?
He would. No, I don't think he would. I mean, he loves being around people. He, you know, he's nonverbal. He can't sit up or anything like that, but he's always so happy.
All jokes.
Around everybody.
It's just all jokes.
Like, he just brings everybody so much joy.
I was just trying to lighten it up just to touch.
Oh, no, you're good. You are good. It was actually a good surprise when I went to the hospital and I saw that I could actually see him smiling as I'm talking with him. So,
we love you to pieces. Just know
I love you guys too, and I love the morning zoo. Cannot wait for Thursday. I'm so excited. I'm going to try and be down there first thing in the morning.
Oh my gosh.
Awesome. Yeah, okay. Hugs. Make sure you be there by 7:30 so that I can hug you. So I can hug you before we go, before we go up on the thing.
Okay. I will definitely try to be there by 7:30.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
good.
We're getting you Chet Buchanan Show shirts. All right. Everybody hang on 1 second.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
We never got a chance to go around the room and talk about what the absolute best part of our Thanksgiving weekend was.
Yeah.
Michaela Gordon.
Okay. It was pretty great. My nephew had his first wrestling match, Newcomers Wrestling, and he had it at Simrod Memorial High School.
Let's go. Actual wrestling.
Actually, I posted it.
I'm sorry, Adrian. Beginner, his face. Beginner wrestling.
Yeah, beginner stages.
Beginner wrestling.
Michaela, that's what right. did I tell you to bring next time?
He DM'd me, bring a chair next time for my nephew.
You never know. Things could get crazy, brother.
But it was at Simran where I finished my high school ventures, and I haven't been back since.
I still can't get past. I can't get past the idea. Because here's the great thing. Michaela's incredibly smart. Okay? But she also, she's very trusting. I could see a world. Okay? I could see a world where Adrian goes, hey, bring a chair. Yeah. And Michaela goes, should I do that? Here's the other thing.
For my nephew.
So these two, yes, you'll do anything for. Because if I know you, yes, she'll do anything for
whatever
anybody.
Whatever it takes.
And if Adrian tells her, this is what you should do.
I believe him.
Of course, because why would he lie? Because
yeah. why would he expert, lie? Of course, he's just trying to help me out.
75,000 subscribers. You know what I mean? So, oh,
God.
How old's your nephew?
14, he'll be 15.
Great.
God.
And then I can just see this where he's struggling a little bit. You know, maybe and the tensions start getting a little high. The whole Gordon family screaming from the bleachers. And all of a sudden, Michaela reaches down underneath the bleachers. Here, what's his name?
Aiden,
here! And throws the chair.
Yes!
And everybody goes, what's happening?
What's wrong with her?
What's going on right now? And she looks like what?
Yeah, what? Just a supportive aunt doing my thing.
Yeah, what I do.
Yeah.
Adrian told me.
Yeah, hello. We talked about it on air.
That's fantastic. That's really good.
Yeah.
And did you, was that just for the gram or did you really wear headphones? Because you can't, you know who hates mouth noises even more than me? Michaela.
It's crazy. I thought it was a funny story and it ended up going like viral on my little TikTok, which I loved because many people feel this way. They don't like the sound of people eating or drinking. It's
right.
a real thing. I took my headphones off during Thanksgiving. I listened to everybody eat.
You were just doing that for social.
Yeah, I did. But and if I could have kept them on, I would have.
But for how, okay, now again, our relationship and how this all works for just half a second, because when you get an idea, that idea is there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I went, oh my God, we've had discussions about this because I also have I don't know that I have a form of the misophonia.
Yeah.
But I don't like mouth noises.
Yeah.
I don't, not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'll joke about.
Yeah, he does it.
Slurping the coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I'll joke about that mm-hmm. sometimes. And it doesn't make me crazy. But yeah, I don't, people who don't realize that they're doing it.
Sure. Yeah. It makes me nuts.
And then I went, oh my God, maybe it's worse for you than I thought. And then I went, oh no, it's just for the gram.
It's pretty bad. I honestly don't even like to hear myself eat. That's where we're at. I'm wearing the headphones for myself.
That's funny. All right, Adrian, absolute best part of your weekend.
So the entire week, whole family had flu. So the best part of my weekend was this Saturday was Survivor Series. I was watching it with my son. And at some point during the event, my son looks to me and goes, Dad, I love watching wrestling with you.
Oh, my God.
I was like, that's fly.
Oh, my
God. The baby. God. That's so sweet. Did you cry a little bit?
I got a little emotional. I was like, I'm raising him right. And then he grabbed a steel chair. See?
Right, right, shut up.
Hit you in the head. Dad, look.
Yeah, listen, he's a well-versed kid. I talked to his mama over DM. He also went to see Wicked, sat through that whole movie like a great
what?
Little baby boy, too.
Hey, whatever he does with his mom, that's...
Wrestling and Wicked.
I was not there.
you got out of that one. Good for you. Good for you. I just want to... just want to get a little taste of it.
While you are out doing selfless labor, I was in on my best behavior.
Sound like anybody you know? That's Michaela Gordon and her holiday classic. The new holiday classic, Sugar and Spice. You will hear it in its entirety in about 10 minutes. Hang on.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Good Lord, Toy Drive starts on Thursday.
Here we go.
42 trucks, 7,775 bikes. That would be one more bike than last year. $802,390 in cash and gift cards. That would be one more dollar than last year. And it all starts on Thursday. Literally, it's wild to think about. This time, 2 weeks from today, things start getting crazy. You know what I mean? Things will start. Although it will be, if it's like any of the past, I don't know, dozen toy drives, it'll be oddly quiet right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, the last one. And we're kind of like, okay, where is everybody? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, about 7:45, things just start getting nuts.
Yeah.
And everybody waits till the last minute.
Of course.
Everybody waits till the last minute. Everybody wants to be the hero that'll put us over the top on. And not for nothing, and they've earned this spot. That spot is reserved for terribles. Thank you
very
much.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, because they've just always been the toy drive kings.
Yeah, I got to tell queens. You how many DMs and videos people have sent. Like, hey, this is awesome. We saw you guys at Terribles pumping gas. We're so excited for toy drive.
Yes. Jesus, yeah. Can I tell you how funny this is? And everybody gets an attitude about older media. You know what I mean? People get an attitude about, nobody watches TV anymore. Really?
Oh.
Really?
I do.
We all were talking about how galactically awful the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade was, yet awesome at the same time. It was that not the worst? Did you watch
the No, I saw clips.
You watched the parade?
Only about 30 minutes.
Okay, that was all you needed. The lip syncing, whichever part you saw.
Yeah.
The bad lip syncing was just as bad throughout the whole thing. I don't know what they were doing. And with technology.
Was there like a delay or something?
Sure was. And I don't know. And I don't know why they can't match it up. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they don't.
Yeah.
Or they refuse to or whatever. But it looked like, literally looked like old school Kung Fu movie. You know where the mouth is moving?
Yeah.
Real fast.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, I will kill you. And then, but his mouth is still moving.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. No, it was, I couldn't look away.
Yeah, in the best way.
I couldn't stop watching. And by the way, the biggest ratings for the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, I believe, ever.
Wow.
So it was like 31.5 million people, the most people to watch a show since the Oscars 10 years ago or some crazy thing. I have it right here.
Oh, that's kind of nice, though. I like the camaraderie. Everyone wanting to get in their nostalgic vibes.
Yeah, people were into the parade this year.
Yeah.
Even though it was awful. Surge in view. Record 31.3 million viewers on NBC and Peacock. The most watched entertainment special on linear TV since the 2020 Oscars.
Wow.
So, and people can be like, oh, nobody watches TV. Oh, nobody listens to the radio. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They do all the time. That's why we're here. It still makes huge dollars. Even the business is bad. They've got a horrible business model on the corporate level.
Mm-hmm.
But they still generate millions of dollars. And one day, the big corporations will get out of it, and then it'll be taken over by local ownership again, and it'll be amazing.
Yeah,
because it'll actually be they'll hire people and they'll make it fun again, and it'll be incredible. Michaela's family and friends. This woman sitting directly across from me has her own album out. Okay? We're going to play a Christmas song that she has written and produced and all of the things, right? She was the youngest finalist ever on American Idol.
Chad?
She has been on, this is just stuff. This is just what I know about you. She's a double headliner on the Las Vegas Strip. She's freaking, what was that TV show you were on CBS?
The Unit. The
she's on the Unit. Have you been on the Unit? No. Have I been on the Unit? No. Somebody's going to take that dirty, and I'm waiting for you on social media right now. I'll bet Chet's been on the Unit. Shut up.
Shut up.
Listen to what I'm saying for real.
Oh my God.
But listen, she's been on it. She's been on a network television show. She's got an actual IMDb. You know what though? Her grandma saw her on the pump topper at Terrible's while she was getting gas. Now Michaela's a star.
No, okay, I swear to God. Chet, I swear to God.
You think I'm making all this up?
No, you guys, I swear to God. They literally think that that's the... And you know what? And you know what? To be fair, kind of feels like it. Because I was pumping gas and your voice scared me. I turned around. It was us. And I was like,
that effect.
Look at us.
I have that effect on people.
Like that.
My voice comes out. They're like, run!
I thought you were behind me. And then I was like, oh my God, you're an idiot.
You wish. No, but it's the dumbest things.
It's so funny. It's true, people, though.
How many followers do you have? Pound sand. I'm on top of the gas pump at Terrible.
Exactly. Wait, you know what we never talked about? If you would tell us quickly. You never talked about your favorite moment of the week.
Oh, the absolute best part of the weekend?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean?
Yes. Yeah, that is what I meant.
Well, I'm glad that you're... thank you for being interested.
I wanted to know.
I have a great affection for the romance that surrounds the frying of the turkey. Because there is never a more dude moment than standing around a potentially dangerous vat of oil. You know, there's something... Honestly, there's something about fire and being outside with dudes.
Yeah.
It's the freaking greatest.
Oh, yeah.
So we were up in Washington. We were at the farm. The fog was laying in over the valley.
Gotham vibes.
It looked like Thanksgiving. The fog. There were deer that ran through the field. Boys and I, me, my best friend, and my godson are standing around the fire, drinking Rainier beer, which is the most Northwest thing ever, you know, honestly. And it was great. Right up to the point where, I don't know if you know this, but with the turkey, the oil goes up, and just through the physics of it, the oil goes up through the turkey. As it, like, it's trying to come out, and it's coming out the other end of the turkey.
Uh-huh.
And it will make a little oil volcano, you know, like as it goes along.
Yeah.
And that's how these fires start.
Sure.
Is that because the oil spills over the pot and then catches the flame.
Right.
And then whoa, whoop.
Uh-huh.
And this is why we're literally 30 yards away from the house.
Right.
In the gravel and everything. We had that moment, which was great. And I saw it starting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned the gas off in time. Everything was fine.
Way to go.
Repositioned the turkey, put the lid on it. Everything was great. But standing around, drinking beers with your boys, and it was 35 degrees out and foggy. And it looked like Thanksgiving. And I just thought, it just doesn't get any better than
this. I love that. See, I'm so glad you told that story. Gave me the feels.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, if you will indulge us. Toy Drive starts on Thursday. And pleased to be enjoying the new holiday classic for the first time ever in its entirety. Michaela Gordon. That's right. That Michaela Gordon. And Sugar and Spice.
I was in all my best behavior, but you know I'm your favorite party favor. 2, 3. I've been a naughty girl for Christmas. Naughty
What did you just say?
My niece thinks I'm the coolest girl in the world. She's eight.
Zia Tiamika. What does she call you, Tiamika?
Zia Mika. Oh, man.
Zia Mika's on the radio.
My whole face is red. I want you to know that was the sweetest, sweetest thing.
The holiday classic, people. This is what we're listening to. Screw you, Mariah.
Get out of here.
Mariah, you're out.
Or just play it a second.
Michaela's in.
Listen, that was so sweet, Chetty. Thank you.
Well, there's more where that came from. Merry Christmas, everybody. Sugar and Spice from Michaela Gordon, the Chet Buchanan Show. Before we left, we had a brand new champion and a brand new city on the board. From Michaela's hometown throwdown.
God, that feels like a million years ago.
Andrea Cano of Best of the West. Best of the West gets their first win. Joining Old Southwest, Mountains Edge, Whitney Ranch, Galleria, the Pueblos, and OG Summerlin with one win. Boca Park, Green Valley Ranch, and West Las Vegas with two wins. North Las Vegas, East Side, Santa Fe, and Paradise with three wins. Weehee, West Henderson. Cadence and Enterprise with four wins. Inspirata, Southwest, not to be confused with the Old Southwest. Southern Highlands, Anthem, Coronado, Wagon Wheel, and Summerlin South with five wins. Aliante with six. Centennial Hills with seven. Hendertucky and Silverado Ranch with eight. Rhodes Ranch with nine. And Sunrise Manor,
City of Champions,
hey,
with 10 wins. Would you like to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown? Defend the honor of your particular part of the valley. Now's the time. 702-364-9898. Today's winner gets a pair of tickets to Jennifer Hudson's The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience.
Oh.
I got to be honest, this doesn't sound like a concert.
Yeah.
This sounds like something different.
Yeah. And you can be the judge when you get your tickets.
How intimate? How intimate is this gift of love? How live is the experience? That's what I have many questions.
Mm-hmm.
Clear out Sunday, the 22nd of December on your calendar. Thanks to our friends at Live Nation. Call number 25 right now.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the morning,
the Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up
in the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, it is, and it's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. We're I don't know why Sabrina Carpenter reminded me of Haley Steinfeld, but she did.
Yeah.
Do you know Haley Steinfeld?
Not personally, but obviously she's everywhere.
She sounds like somebody you would have run across.
I love it. Do you know her personally?
No. No, but we had her in here. We had her in here for a... You know, for a play for the listeners. And,
oh, that's pretty cool, though. Yeah, you do know her personally. No. Yeah, you
were
do.
You here, Adrian? No,
were
I was
you
not. For that? No, trust me. No, I wasn't. I would have known.
She, yeah, I would have right? known. No, right?
Jealous.
We all fell in absolutely in love with her.
I love that.
Didn't even know she was dating Josh Allen of the Buffalo Bills.
Uh-huh.
And they got engaged, which we all saw. And we didn't even... How many people then started rooting for Josh Allen? A, because now he got engaged to Hailee Steinfeld.
Sure.
So I was like, good on you.
Yeah.
Good on you, dude. And then yesterday, where they're playing football in the snow, and I went, God, did I just kind of become a Buffalo Bills fan?
The Buffalo Bills fans were going crazy. They were all the posts yesterday. They were feeling themselves.
Yeah, did I just low key? Did I kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't the only one.
I mean, you still got the hometown guys, the Raiders.
Sure.
You know, who, by the way, can I also tell you this one, and I know you're rolling your eyes right now. I know it's been a tough year on the field.
Mm-hmm.
Making their first appearance at Toy Drive this year. First official appearance. The Raiders Foundation has been to Toy Drive.
Yeah.
But the Raiders themselves are going to make their first appearance at
Toy Drive. Oh, my God. Wait, that's major.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Jeff, that's so exciting.
I can't wait to see what they have planned. My feeling is they'll dip a toe,
mm-hmm.
which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I ran into a friend of mine who works with the Raiders at a charity event a little while ago. What just happened?
Oh my God. Literally,
your bag fell off.
Oh my God, but it sounded like something more intense.
No, there was a ghost in this room and mm-hmm. I was like, what just happened? but I ran into a friend of mine from the Raiders and I just said, you know, people notice. And she was like, you're right. You're right. This is something we should do.
Good for you.
So, because people do notice.
Yeah.
People keep score with Toy Drive.
Mm-hmm.
They go, and they naturally assume that certain people show up when they don't.
Sure.
So, I'm just saying, Mark Wahlberg, it'd be a really good idea, bro. It really would.
Listen, I'm working on it, Chetty. Don't worry.
I'm not in the call people out business. I don't like doing it. I feel it's unseemly, but every once in a while I can't help myself.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I would love for a guy like Mark Wahlberg to see Toy Drive because I think he would appreciate what it is. And I also know that a lot of people, when they hear about Toy Drive, they think it's a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
But because we do a radio show, they think that it's some sort of stunt.
Yeah.
You know what? And they think it's not real.
Mm-hmm.
They think
mm-hmm.
They think there's something not, you know, whatever.
Sure.
That it's wacky DJs. And they don't realize that this is a real thing.
Yeah.
So, anyway, it all starts Thursday, and how fun.
Let's go, baby.
All right, let's get to it here. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Our champion returning for a second shot at it. Hello, Andrea Cano.
Hi.
Hi, how's life in Best of the West today?
It's the best.
The best.
In the West, that's right. That's right. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It could have been better, but yeah.
Why? What happened?
Oh, I had to have emergency surgery.
Oh,
no. Why, dude?
And, like, blood transfusion, so. But it was okay.
No, what happened? Grandma's turkey?
No.
Oh.
It's a long story.
Okay. The one that I can tell you're not entirely comfortable with telling. So we'll just move,
yeah,
we'll move past it.
But glad you're okay, dude.
Are you in the hospital now?
No, I'm not.
Are you? Well, and at least you have a good excuse if you don't win today.
Yeah.
You know, who would blame you? In fact, I kind of feel like, I'm going to give you the option. Here's what we can do. We can give Karina the Jennifer Hudson tickets so you don't get the Jennifer Hudson tickets. But we can do this right now. We can put Michaela's Hometown Throwdown on hold mm-hmm. until you heal up mm-hmm. and we'll play again on January 8th.
Okay.
Okay.
Done.
Good solution, Chetty.
Yeah. Okay, so you heal up.
You'll stay with one win.
Yeah, girl.
We'll put this hold. We needed to put it on hold anyway.
Love it. This is
at
perfect.
At some point. So that's what we'll do.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything that we can do for you? Do you need anything?
No. No.
Are you sure? Because we'll be right over.
Yeah.
We're not far.
We will literally get in our cars.
Yeah, literally.
And 10 we minutes. Will pull up.
12 minutes maybe with the light.
12 minutes, yeah.
On rainbows.
I was going to say rainbows
traffic
construction.
This morning.
Breakfast. Any of it?
All right. Well, feel better. Mm-hmm. And if you need anything, you call us first.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you on the 8th.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. Happy Kwanzaa. Happy Hanukkah. Well, no, that's
no,
if they're
course.
All coming.
Just
again, if they're all coming. Yeah. What else did I miss? Oh, and a blessed Festivus to us all. All right, you hang up. Bye.
All
well,
right, that's good.
How about that, Karina? What's her name, Karina?
Karina Baden Seven Hills.
Wow. You didn't even have to do anything.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't. I didn't even have to wake up.
This raises an interesting question. Now, we have taken Karina out of the mix to actually challenge for the title, which I'm sure you would have liked to have had an opportunity to do.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Would you...
let's make a deal.
Well, no, why don't we... You're going to get the Jennifer Hudson tickets, and we really want to hear about this gift of love and what sort of an intimate live experience it is. But okay, it's none of my business. However... So, shall we? Would you like to come back on January 8th? We'll just slot you
Deadline.
In. Yeah, you and Andrea. Then and we just pick it up right up where we left off on January 8th.
That, I'm gonna have to say why not, because that's my maiden name. Why not?
Why not? Okay,
how
took me a second.
How many times a day do you use that joke?
Oh God. Well, imagine growing up back home in Boston and having the nickname Tori, first of all.
Wait,
so
what?
Tori, short for Karina.
Sure.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
Sure. Because
why not?
Oh, no. I figured you know, nobody ever called you Karina or Tori. You were why not from the time you were old enough to be why not?
Yeah. Dork core.
That's so cute.
I gotcha. All right. Well, hang on. We'll get your info. Done.
I love it. What a good solution.
Done.
Perfect.
So that's it. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown returns. And it seems like forever from now,
I know.
It'll go quick.
Mm-hmm.
January 8th.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
I don't know that I like this 177-second survey as much as I did.
Oh, tell me why.
I don't know.
I thought it was pretty good, actually. They were questions I was contemplating.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll stick with what we have. You know I do this. You know I don't. I get...
It's because you care, but we're contemplating the questions.
I get frustrated with the content. Sometimes it's not salacious.
No, I liked it.
It's not engaging enough.
Did. Got me thinking.
You know. There's not enough cleavage in this video. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
But there is.
Come on.
All right. Well, you know what? I reserve the right to change it midstream, which happens more often than most people know. Yep. 702-3. It's probably part of our problem. 702-364-9898. We have tickets for this Jennifer Hudson, The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience.
When you say it like that, though, it does sound a little intimate.
I kind of need to talk to Jennifer. Oh, hey, let's get her on for Toy Drive. Even if she doesn't know why, here's what happens. So there was a long period, Michaela, where it was a big thing. Hey, let's get these celebrities to come on and, you know, during Toy Drive.
Yeah.
Lend some star power. Well, there's one thing with just having somebody show up, no idea what they're doing. You know what I mean? I'm here for my interview.
Sure.
Thanks, but no thanks. You know what I mean? We're busy.
Yeah.
Listeners picked up on it. It's the infamous 50 Cent. So a long time ago, years ago, 50 Cent found himself to be a boxing promoter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think he was doing something with Floyd Mayweather. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah.
Don't quote me on that.
But I think you're right.
But there was something, there was a big tie, and 50 was coming to Toy Drive, yada, yada, shows up in a Lamborghini. there were probably 100 people there. 100 people there to see 50 Cent, which was, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
A lot, like, that's a lot of people to try and wrangle. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And literally, in the midst of the interview, of us talking to 50, and they told him, they prepped him for what was going, it's Toy Drive, guy's living on the thing, might want to bring a nice donation, you know, shows up in a Lamborghini with the top down, and another, followed by another Lamborghini with the top down with his boys in it, right? In the midst of talking, so the other, my Spence and Lauren were down below, the co-hosts then.
Yeah.
We're down below. But yet there's this other voice that's talking to 50 Cent. And he turns and he's like, who is this other person talking to me? Why aren't your lips moving? And they point up to the scaffold to where I am.
Yeah.
And he goes, what are you doing up there? Right?
That feels very on brand.
Then he goes through this whole thing talking about his boxing thing. And it's not his fault. It's not his fault.
Yeah.
It's just you've got the wrong people. You know, it's not the place.
The prep wasn't right.
It's not the place.
Yeah.
It's not the place or the time. But so then, and then poor 50 Cent, he talks about his boxing thing. We're all anxiously waiting for him to reach into his pocket and produce a check. Honestly, we had even talked about it. How much do you think he's bringing? He's 50 Cent. Do you think he'll bring $50,000? It was not out of the realm of possibility. Uh-huh. He was throwing money around in those days. He showed up in two Lamborghinis. You know?
Of course.
So we're all pretty excited.
You're prepared.
Yeah. So I go, I say something along the lines of, hey, so 50, we've talked about his boxing thing. So, you know, anything else before you take off? You know, maybe?
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes people get all excited.
Yeah.
And then they forget to give you the donation.
Of course.
They forget.
Uh-huh.
Because they're excited about it, too.
Naturally.
And it's weird. It's weird. You're outside. There's all this stuff. There's people. Like, all that
guy up there. Whole thing.
Yo, what are you doing up there?
What do you love up there?
And he literally reaches into his coat. Well, I say, so is there anything else? But he's just kind of adjusting. I don't know, or grabbing his piece. I don't know what was happening.
Stop.
You know, grabbing his gun.
Yeah.
I don't know what was happening. But he goes, no, that's about it. Okay, Merry Christmas, 50. And he doesn't know why, but now this assembled group who's anxiously waiting, just like we are, to see if he's going to make a donation, again, not his fault. He didn't know. He didn't know.
Oh, 50.
He just thought he was showing up to do an interview. Like, you know, whatever.
No.
You know, after the fact.
Yeah, duh.
For the record, after the fact, he sent us a check for $5,000. Okay?
Okay.
After the fact, he sent us a check. But in the moment, he didn't know. So now the crowd turns on him. They start booing.
No. He doesn't know why.
He doesn't know why. I got to be honest. We're a little shocked, too. Well, because it's been this big builder. 50 Cent's coming to Toy Drive. And he's a big, you know, he's a big star. And again, I think he might have had Floyd with him. I'm not sure. And there was and Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
All of this stuff. And then literally as he's driving away, this woman is so mad. She takes off her shoe. She's running after the car.
No.
F you, 50 Cent. She didn't say F. F you, 50 Cent. And throws her shoe at the car.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God. This sounds like a movie.
I've never seen anything like it before or since.
Oh, 50.
So, therefore, the whole, you know, it's got to be the right.
God,
it's got to be the right thing. So, we don't really do the whole, we don't do a whole lot of the, hey, call in and support Toy Drive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's his name? Maroon 5.
Oh, Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. I love Adam Levine. They got that poor guy out of bed
to call us. And same thing, we were like, so, yeah, we're told that you're, you know, that you want to contribute to Toy Drive. And he's like, yeah, I suppose I could give $100.
No! No!
I was like,
they don't know.
They just don't know. It's not their fault. The content's amazing.
Well, I say with Jennifer Hudson, maybe we could get her on and really get her to give some money. I wouldn't sleep on that idea.
I got to be honest. At this point, this is a bad idea. Let's just not.
Like we just talked about it. It's not a good idea.
Let's just not. 702-364-9898. Would you like to go see Jennifer Hudson? The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience. Sunday, December 22nd. And by the way, our friends at Live Nation would get her on.
Yeah.
They would. They'd get her on in a light second.
I get why you guys are both looking at me because I'm producer. So I guess, am I making this decision of having her on there?
No, we're just looking.
Yeah.
We're just being inclusive, I guess.
Thank you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll send an email.
I think I was gauging how fearful you were of this. He's like, I'll do whatever.
Well, because if it is a shipwreck, that's better for the show. It just sounds amazing.
And, well.
I don't think it'll be a shipwreck. I think it'll be great.
Yeah. Oh, we don't have to. We were talking about it. I mentioned it.
Experience.
We could let it go.
Yeah, or we could just let, you know, sometimes I say things.
Okay.
They just come out.
Mm-hmm. All right, it's Chet's decision.
Because, this is a recipe for disaster. It really is.
All right. Well, I'm glad that we've discussed this, and we've all come to the conclusion, no J-Hud.
Maybe we should not have. Yeah.
Great.
No J-Hud.
Or we know that if she shows up, she's not coming empty-handed, because you've been warned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these things, thanks for your support. However, by the way, is the mayor coming? Have you talked to the mayor?
I have not. No,
have you reached out
been
to those
sent.
Folks?
I have not.
Will you do that today?
Sure.
Because this would be the last. I know that other people have tried to say her last official duty as mayor. Honestly, it should be her last official duty. Carolyn Goodman's last official duty as the mayor of Las Vegas, by rights, should be her annual appearance at Toy Drive.
Yeah.
All right. All of that, 177 second survey and relationship rehab all coming up.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
I was trying to find the totals. I know we looked this up a couple of weeks ago. I was trying to find the totals from Superheroes for Sully.
Oh, yeah.
From last year. They just had a big event over the weekend. Yeah, they're coming strong. Last year, Sully did $2,223 bikes on their own.
Woo!
And $3,000, close 10 trucks.
That's amazing.
On their own, and they're going, and they're going big again. And that's the great part about Toy Drive. By the way, Adrian, who's on the phone?
We got Tanya Curran from M Casino area.
Hey, Tanya, isn't that one of the really cool parts about Toy Drive, how people kind of just adopt it as their own? You know what I mean? And they do their own thing. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
And then all the different, like everybody has ownership of this thing. That's the great part of it.
Yeah,
and people,
it's everybody's.
People are really, really nice to me about Toy Drive, and I appreciate that more than you will ever know. In fact, it almost feels like they're talking about somebody else. A lot of times, because I know I'm just kind of the leader of the band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just kind of the guy. I just happen to be the guy in front.
Yeah.
You know, and it's cool. It all starts Thursday. Not unlike your 177 second survey, which starts right now, Tanya. Hello?
Hi, I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm
sorry.
No.
Were you muted? Did you mute us? You didn't mean to?
Well, the connection's really bad.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
We got to get these questions out.
Yeah, let's do this. We're running out of time then. What was the absolute best part of your Thanksgiving weekend? Be specific.
Being with family, period.
Yeah, I'll give you that, but specifically, like what one moment with your family stood out?
You know what? I didn't have family last year. This year I did. So that's exactly what stood out.
You know, you're being a little evasive right now. I want you to know that.
I'm being dead serious.
Permission to treat the witness as hostile. But there wasn't one, like, well, like, what? At what moment did you look around and go, God, it's really great to have these guys here?
It was a great, wonderful day.
You're killing
me. It was wonderful. I'm being Tanya? Serious, though.
Me too.
I can't change my answer if I'm being true.
Yeah, but you can actually. Oh, never mind. I'm moving on. Do you? How much of your Christmas shopping is done?
85% of it.
By the way, if Adrian pees his pants, it's your fault. Just so you know, if Adrian ends up peeing his pants, it's your fault because he can barely control it in the other room. 85%. Look at you. Will you shop for stuff today?
I already have.
Love that.
Nice.
Name one item that you bought today.
I got a candle.
Love. Awesome. Did you get it for the Cyber Monday sale?
I did.
You go, girl.
It's fantastic. Do you have kids in school?
I have two in school.
Do you buy Christmas gifts for their teacher? Is that a thing now?
They're high schoolers. No, not anymore.
No. But okay, when they were in elementary school, did you buy gifts for the teacher?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Is it like, does every kid do it?
I think they try, definitely.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I know my sister-in-law does it. I know we did it growing up. We did stop in middle school, though.
Do you buy your kids?
Yes.
Adrian, do you buy your kids' teacher a gift?
Yep, even a swim teacher. Yep.
Damn, what do you get them, like a coffee mug?
Some nice little gift cards, usually.
Yeah, that's the way to go.
Listen, it makes a difference. You want those teachers to be nice to your kids. You're like, I'll get you a little Christmas gift.
Yeah, do you think it affects your kids' education if they don't buy a Christmas gift?
Yeah, I do. My kid's a pain in the butt.
There's not a teacher on the planet that would admit to that, but I wonder.
Yeah. I think it just softens them up towards the kid a little bit. It's just a sweet gesture. You don't go wrong with buying a teacher a gift. You know what I'm saying?
You never go wrong
and
with
they don't
buying
really
a gift.
Get a lot of, they don't make a lot of money. So it's like, here, thank you for taking care of my kid.
Yeah.
Little
interesting.
Sweet teachers.
All right. Tanya, last question. Who are you taking with you to Jennifer Hudson's The Gift of Love, an intimate live experience?
I'm going to take my husband.
Oh, yeah. You two are going to make out. That's awesome. Sunday, December 22nd. Clear that off. And thank you to our friends at Live Nation. And thank you for your time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're good Bye. People. I like Tanya. Relationship rehab. They've been together for 5 years. Well, here was the subject line, and I'll just give you that. Mark says, do I tell my wife the truth after 5 years?
Oh, my God.
We always say yes. We all right. There's that group of people out there.
Sure.
You always have to tell the truth. Do you?
Yeah, well, after 5 years, my God.
Do you? Relationship rehab's coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Last day to eat Thanksgiving leftovers today. USDA says your stuff, that stuff will last 4 days since Thanksgiving. So technically today, the last day to eat leftovers before they go bad. Some people might push it a while longer, but experts say don't do it.
Uh-huh.
Turkey, stuffing, potatoes, sweet potatoes, green beans, gravy, and pumpkin pie can all be safely stored in the fridge for 3 to 4 days. After that, might make you sick. If you don't want to waste food, you can freeze it.
Great, yeah.
We froze the turkey.
Oh, yeah. We freeze everything.
Yeah, we're doing turkey pot pie in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait. There is one item that will survive in the fridge a little bit longer. Do you know what it is?
Cranberry sauce.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Homemade cranberry sauce? What was that? Mm-hmm. Lasts a week to 10 days. And the canned stuff? Mm-hmm. Can last up to 2 weeks in the fridge. Somebody step on a duck? What was
oh my
that?
God, there's a dumb meme I saw, and that's how I answer Lisa with everything.
And it's a face that she makes at me. It's a face, it's like a face that she'll make at me, and it's my favorite.
Face.
It's one of my favorite things. A lot of old schoolers, including your mom, says 4-day rule. But apparently the smell test is not 100% reliable when it comes to Thanksgiving leftovers. Because Thanksgiving dishes spoil faster than other leftovers because the food sits out more than regular stuff.
Oh, yeah.
How about that? Well, don't push it with meat and dairy, which is basically everything unless you're vegan.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
True.
All right, then. Relationship rehab. Mark, with a C, okay. If it matters to you.
It does.
When my girlfriend and I started dating, she asked me what my favorite dessert was. Because she wanted to surprise me for our 1-month anniversary.
Sweet.
Without thinking a whole lot, I just blurted out, cherry pie! Even though my actual favorite is apple. You know what? I totally missed an opportunity to frame this up. Because I thought it this morning.
What? Tell me.
I thought it this morning. This may be the dumbest relationship rehab ever.
1,000,000%.
I missed the opportunity to frame that up properly. I guess I panicked, says Mark, because I was nervous and I didn't want to sound boring. Somehow cherry pie more exciting than apple.
This is so cute, yeah.
She went all out, this wonderful saint of a woman did, baking a cherry pie from scratch. It was amazing. And she was so proud of herself. I didn't have the heart to tell her the truth. And it felt like a little thing, just a small thing at the time. This is where you forever everything truthers. This is where you get everybody in trouble.
Okay.
This is where you, the people that go, if you don't tell the complete truth, or if you leave anything out, it's a lie. And you should be punished.
Mm-hmm.
This is where look at the stress.
Yeah, look, I'm a truther. I feel everything should be told the truth. What's hilarious to me.
Let me finish this. I want to go ahead.
Okay. No. Finish it.
No, go ahead.
Oh, wait. No, you go.
No.
No, you go.
I'm not gonna.
You better go.
Why did you start then? You know how that goes in the argument. Well, why did you even say anything?
God.
Now I forget what I was saying.
That's the best.
But there's no fighting with you. And it becomes a whole fight about something else entirely. Fast forward 5 years, says Mark. We've been married for 2. And every year on my birthday, she surprises me with a cherry pie because she thinks it's my favorite.
Oh,
God, this is dumb. And I love it. I eat it. I tell her it's great. I smile through it. But in the back of my mind, I always feel a little guilty. But Mark is kind of that. This is so stupid. I love her effort. And I love her thoughtfulness, but I can't help but wonder, have I let this go too far?
Oh. Mark. Mark's a good dude.
Oh, and my buddy, maybe my best friend this time of the year, Kristen Maynor from Superheroes for Sully. Is weighing in on relationship rehab.
Nice.
What may be the dumbest relationship rehab ever. I love her ever. I can't believe I let this go too far. Would it hurt her feelings to know the truth?
Oh my God.
Or would she laugh it off? At this point, is it better to just keep eating cherry pie forever?
Listen, I just love a panic lie.
Sure. But you have a statement to make on this, huh?
Yeah, I do.
I kind of do, too. Well, I do, mostly because it's the dumbest thing ever.
And incredibly endearing. Because what do you do?
Well, Mark is definitely the problem.
Yeah, oh, for absolutely.
But, yeah. So, well, okay, will you help us just so we can get another opinion in here? 702-364-9898. Honestly, what we should do is call my buddy. We should call my buddy, Chris. Kristen, call us.
Yeah.
702-364-9898. Mostly because I want to talk about your Superheroes for Sully event yesterday.
Cute.
And just kind of get your vibe right now. Because she also commented on a social media post.
Uh-huh.
You know, one of the Toy Drive Starts Thursday.
Yeah. Posts,
and she goes, yeah, I'm not nervous. Or what did she say? I'm not stressing out at all.
Oh.
To which I replied, yeah, me neither. Yeah. So, so does Mark, okay, Forever Truthers.
Mm-hmm.
Does Mark need to come clean? The cherry pie's not his favorite? I think we all know now where I stand on this.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you in a moment. 702-364-9898. We'll put you on the radio after Sia. Thank you for listening to The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, Mark, okay, the long and the short of it is when Mark and his girlfriend first started dating, she asked what his favorite dessert was because she wanted to surprise him for their one-month anniversary. He just blurted out, cherry pie! Even though his actual favorite is apple pie.
Mark.
This is so dumb. I love that. But he didn't want to sound boring. He thought apple pie.
Yeah.
This is a classic overthinker.
1,000%.
And God love you, dude. And he loves her. You know this.
Oh, yeah.
Loved
and he doesn't
want to.
He didn't want to. Oh,
she's so hot. And she's hot. You know that. At least to him. She's way hot.
Oh, for sure. He That's his girl.
Yeah, man. But she didn't want him to think he was boring.
Yeah.
She wanted him to think, or he didn't want her to think that he was boring or any other stuff. So she went all out, bakes cherry pie from scratch. It's amazing. She was so proud, yada, yada, yada. Fast forward 5 years, she makes cherry pie every year. And now homeboy, for whatever reason, is concerned with the idea that he's lied.
Uh-huh.
And that, and by the way, if the cherry pie's great, I don't understand this. I eat it, I tell her it's great, and I smile through it.
Yeah, it sounds like he's not loving it. He smiles through it.
Yeah, but that's what he's saying. Oh, I smile through it. But it's his guilt that's bothering him. It's not the pie. The pie's fantastic. The one thing that I was looking for him to say was, actually, I hate cherry pie.
Right.
But he's not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
He even said that the first one was amazing. So I don't get, like, just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you know, but that's me. What do I always say? Just shut up.
Yeah, right.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's me.
Totally.
You know, now, and my wife has questioned me on this before. She goes, okay, so what exactly do you lie about in our relationship?
Mm-hmm.
I go, nothing. You know why? Because I tell you up front. We already know.
Mm-hmm.
And also, on the flip, I would have no problem. Well, I do. I think I have a solution. I'm so happy. Kristen Maynard called from Superheroes for Sully.
What's up?
Hey.
Hi, pal. How did the event?
Hey, guys.
How did the event go?
Oh, wow. We had joy and tingling. We had some excitement. It went really well. I've never done anything like this before. And, you know, the Durango and Bel Air, the Clit Group, they are huge supporters of what you do and are looking for a way to give back to the community. And who did they come to?
That.
I know how to do that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is just, it's the amazing story. And by the way, this year, mm-hmm. a special year for Superheroes for Sully.
Yes, it is. This is a milestone. It's our 12th year with you.
Yep.
But Sully would be turning 21.
Oh, God.
On the 9th.
Yeah.
And so this is sort of like his, well, you know, the Mainers. We go big when our kids turn 21. This is Vegas, baby. So, you know, we want to bring a little bit of that flavor to the drive this year.
Without saying anything, 22-23 was your number last year. How do you feel about it?
Oh, yeah. Stamped in my brain. Believe me, I've been thinking about that all year.
How do you feel about it?
Well,
confident?
Let's just say it's not about the numbers, right? It's not about the numbers. It's about the spirit of what we're doing. And that is my attitude about this every year.
Yeah.
We get one bike, we help one kid. You know, one more bike, one more toy. You just drill it into my head year after year after year.
That's
and
true.
And so I'm not going to sweat it, baby. I think that will manifest what we need. And I think it's going to be great. You know, Levi and the guys, the whole department is involved. You know, just more and more people are wanting to join us in helping you in your mission to help our local kids in this community. And I will say it because I have a chance. Every dollar donated to Superheroes for Sully, every cent of it goes to purchase bikes.
Yeah.
For kids this holiday season. Every yeah. cent. You know, I don't, there's no administrative fees and costs. There's none of that. Yep. There's we don't skim a little bit off the top. There's none of that. It is a true charity in every sense of the word. If you donate to me, I will go buy a bike and give it to Chet from you.
So sweet.
Yep. I love that. Okay. So now, first of all, so, and I know based on, what did you say in your text?
Well, he better tell the truth, son.
Yes, that's my girl.
Yeah. He's got a problem now, man.
So
he's got a problem now.
By the way, look.
I'm just going to go out on a limb, Chet, and say that since homeboy Mark just called you on the, you know, just put this on the radio to all your P1s.
Yeah.
He's probably complained to someone else about this with this same problem. When this comes out, You think she's mad if he tells her now after 5 years? And Matt, I hope he's not really named Mark. And I hope his lady's not listening and knows that she bakes a pie. He just told the world he hates her pie.
It's very specific.
Well, no, see, what? I don't think he said he hated
he said
it.
Hate.
I think he just said he lied in a panic. But do you think she'd really be mad?
I think that if he told the truth and explained that he was he had appreciation for all those other things, you know, the thoughtfulness, the effort, and just makes it about, hey, man, you know, like, I don't know, man, I just don't like cherries anymore. I just don't like cherry pie anymore.
I don't think it's
like, you don't have to give a reason why, but it should, you know, and maybe we can I know, he can suggest that they bake a different kind of pie together. Know what I'm saying?
I think it's quite endearing. I just be like, listen, babe, I totally panic lied, said I like cherry pie. I actually prefer apple. I didn't want to be boring. I think it was so cute. If Lisa came and told me that, I'd be like, all right, little weirdo. Well, then we'll eat apple pie.
It's weird. It's weird and overthought. And by the way,
right.
And by the way, every year on our, I love your cherry pie every year. I love it. And
well,
I think
but
it's
you gotta
amazing.
Lock that down, Chet. You gotta lock that down. That's fine. That's your cross to bear, but you can't call into the radio.
Okay.
You can't tell the radio. You can't tell everybody else and not her.
Well, similarly, Kristen, look me in my eyes again and tell me you don't care about your numbers. Look me in my eyes and tell me you don't care how many bikes you get. Duh.
If I get one, I know wait, let better. Me rehearse really quick. I got to go rehearse.
That's right. If I just get one, you and I are the same animal. You're the greatest. Please tell Brad and everybody that that we said, hey, and I'll see you in a week.
Yeah, coming, man.
Oh, my God.
Yay.
All right. See you
soon. I know. I'm excited.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye. She's the best. She's a force of nature. I've never seen anything like it. It will be the enduring, and I don't tell the story. I'll make her tell the story during Toy Drive. But the long and the short of it is she lost her son, Sully, and it was his birthday, and she didn't know what to do. And she was in front of a store and was like, and heard Toy Drive on the radio and knew exactly what to do and went in and bought what she was going to buy for her son and brought it to Toy Drive. And Superheroes for Sully was born 12 years later. You know, last year they brought 2,200 bikes and it's unreal. It's unreal what she does.
Yeah. That's amazing.
You know, and that they come to us.
Of course, is
even better.
Yeah. Oh, good job, Mom.
Truly amazing. You know, just super quick. Sabrina, does he keep up the lie or does he got to come clean?
Gotta come clean. It's his guilt.
Yeah.
But this is his guilt. Honestly, it's like, dude, just suck it up. Why? I don't understand why you've got to upset the... What if this really hurts her feelings? She pours her heart and soul into that cherry pie every year. Why would you take that from her? It's not about you, bro.
I feel like... Just reading the letter, like, we know that Mark is a sweetheart, and, like, they're early on into their marriage, so I feel like she knows she married a sweetheart, and I think just, like, what Michaela said, like, explaining how he, like, freaked out and said cherry pie, like, would be a cute enough answer.
Yeah, have you ever panic lied? Like, someone was like, what are you like? And you're like, yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, and, like, it's a marriage, like, 50 years, hopefully, I don't know how many years down the line, like, sure. They'd be like, oh, ha-ha, like, remember the first few years of our marriage when I was cherry pie.
Like, it turns
to apple anytime.
Yeah, and maybe I'm not giving her enough credit.
Totally. And it's not another woman. It's a cherry pie. You know, like, I think she's going to be like, that's my man. Got a little nervous. Lied for 2 years.
Yeah, because then Sabrina, thank you. Because if I turned around and said, hey, honey, you know how stupid I am? She'd go, yes.